guys, welcome back to Creative Antics, and today we have
Starboy
in the building. So Starboy, what have you been up to?
Man, just a whole bunch of stuff, doing music and videos, a whole bunch of stuff.
I've been seeing you. Yeah, you've been doing your music thing, definitely. So before we get started, why don't you just go ahead and tell everybody like what brought you to Alaska, how long you've been here, and then we'll go into like music and everything.
For the most part, what people don't mostly know, I was actually born here in Alaska.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh. A lot of people don't know that. I was born in Alaska at the age of like 2 or 3 is when I moved back to Africa.
Okay.
In a country called Gambia, because both my parents are from there, Gambia. So basically, my mom just came here to deliver me, so we have the last kid as an American citizen.
Oh, okay. So how long has that been like? So how old are you then since you've been here?
I'm 24, yeah.
So you're 24. Have you ever lived anywhere else?
Yeah. When I moved from here, I went to Gambia. That's where I stayed.
Okay.
So my mom wanted me to know the culture and
grow up
in the African community so they could know that.
So
I wouldn't grow up like crazy. Because now I even appreciate that, like when I see certain stuff and how I could mingle with people, I'm like, wow. I was wondering, sitting back there, like, God damn it, when am I ever going to go back?
Yeah, that's cool, though.
But yeah, when I came over there, I grew up there most of my life. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes of the year, I'll go to places like England and Germany and sometimes come here for
vacation. I've been to Germany.
Yeah, it's nice.
Germany is nice.
I've been to Cologne, Bahnhof, and Hanover over there.
Jeez.
I liked it. But most of my life, I stayed in the Gambia, where I grew up.
Oh.
And at the age of about, I would say, 16, when I was in the 10th grade, is when I migrated back over here. Yeah,
okay.
To Atlanta. When I finished 10th, 11th, and 12th over there, and I later on went to play a little bit of college soccer.
I remember you telling about the soccer thing, like when I first met you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I came up here.
So you've just been here ever since?
Yeah, that's how I got into. Yeah, I kind of got serious in the music and during the college times.
Okay.
I actually have my own little studio in my dorm
set up.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. So back in college, that's when you first started.
Mm-hmm.
So like you just took it a little, like you were like, okay, I'm gonna play around, and you were just like, yeah, I wanna do this.
Yeah.
You wanna do it? Like, I wanna go straight into it.
I liked it. Like whenever I didn't do much, I used it like people would have video games to play with.
That was me
to do like
music.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm about to bring up this song because I know it's on my phone.
Song? She about to bring up a song, guys.
I do have
music. What am I going to say? I like your setup. I like yellow. It used to be my favorite.
I know. Color. I like, when I brought this out, I was like, this would be actually very nice. But you and Money, y'all even had on the nominations like a duo thing because y'all work together like a lot. And y'all actually work good together, like honestly. It's really dope.
I appreciate it.
But you had the Batman EP.
Yeah. The Batman EP. Batman!
And then, this is the one I was talking about. Love You When You're Dead?
Love You When You're Dead.
Okay. So is that like the last thing you just did?
Or? Yeah, that's the last song I dropped. Uh-huh. It's on Spotify and all streaming platforms, but that's the last one I took out. They Love You When You're Dead.
Okay, which song did you perform at the after party? I like that you like turned the crowd up, like you and Don, like y'all had people turn.
That one was. I did a song actually that didn't come out. I tend to do that a lot on that. Test music.
Uh-huh.
Like it's not like I'm a way big stage that people tend to like, hey, where's that song
at?
But it kinda's a negative way and a good way, but I use it to test to see what people like.
Well, they like that one.
Yeah,
like,
and Dan Pelly's song was Smooth Operator.
Smooth Operator. I put my camera down, I was in there like, yo, y'all hyping me up. So out of like everything that you do, videos, making music, performing, what is like your favorite thing?
That's like, I'm kind of a traitor when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's this year. Every year I try to learn something from back in like 3 years ago. I try to learn something new that I get into.
Right.
Because back then I was recording myself. Mm-hmm. But when I came to first Money Studio, one day I came there with Maldon Mani brought me there. I'm not sure if you know who Maldon Mani
is. He sounds familiar.
Yeah, he used to do music here.
Yeah.
Shout out Maldon Mani. He brought me up there when I started mingling with Money. Mm. So I was recording myself, but when I saw the production and everything, I just went home and park everything and put it to the side. I'm like, this is where I'm going to go. I started recording there. But one day, I just wanted to learn how to do everything in a better way. But
yeah.
I was like, let me learn how to do videos. So I just got into it. I started doing videos and making them. And more that I got into it, I started actually being into them, making movies last year. And this year I want to get into stuff like probably modeling or something like that. I've been trying to get in. But mostly I like making movies.
Okay.
Like
being a film episodes, director. Yeah.
Like I'm working on this one that we are making. It's called The Album Flapped.
Okay.
It talks mostly about, I'm mostly showing like what artists expect when they drop their EPs and albums.
Yeah.
And actually the reality of how things go.
That's a good way to put it, because honestly I feel like a lot of people, you know, when they put something out, even, you know, you being a content creator yourself, when you put stuff out, like, you expect it to go a certain way, but sometimes it just don't go that way. I can feel that with music. I feel like that'll be a dope concept.
Yeah, like even creating videos, like when I go out for the film stuff like Madness, people like, whoa, you be having the club looking like it's crazy. I'm like,
honestly, you do. I was like, I must have missed that night because if you look at lit. I was like, I know I don't go out all the time, but he be having the club look like it was like a celebrity up in there.
And honestly, that's one thing I also like running around the club. It's like, it started in such a dumb way. It started by me just filming.
Yeah.
I was actually filming a cop to get out of a ticket. Because that time I didn't have no, I remember it was a while ago, I didn't have like no insurance or something like that on the car I was driving. Like. So that was my moment, like, yeah, I'm tired of, I know this $500 ticket is coming. So I have to bring my actions and actings here. So I just, how you doing?
You started.
I still have the vlog till this day. I still remember that day. After I did that, I came out my car. It was in the, okay, yes. I was, my friend's car got stuck by the highway, so I'm coming to help them to jump the car. So the car pulled up behind us.
Oh.
That's what I have, so I started filming.
Did you get out of the ticket?
Yeah, I mean,
what?
It got to the point where it was like, you're talking too much. Yeah, just go.
Yo, so.
And after that, I just kept filming. I came downtown, I kept filming, and after that, I was like, I went home when I wanted to edit it. Mm-hmm. I was like, what am I going to call this? So I sat there for like an hour, smoked, and sat there and said, Weekend Madness.
Mm-hmm. And it goes perfectly.
Yeah, I mean.
Because I've seen some of them. I'm just like, wow, this is a Weekend Madness.
Yeah. But I love running around, like, doing that. It shows me, like, I love to see how people, when they see me put the camera on them, turn up their energy,
mm-hmm.
and it makes them feel alive because they know they're gonna see themselves again.
That's
the next
a good
day
way.
Watching it.
Yeah,
and it helps my music too. After them watching that for a while, they will kind of stumble up on my music and stuff.
Marketing. See, they're just gonna come along, see your page or whatever with the videos at, see your music, and just go from there.
Yeah, because I feel like people would not just. Not everybody would go to your music.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Automatically go. Some people have to really like you first and know who you are.
Yeah.
Like, for example, me, when I see an artist that I like, I don't just go keep listening to their music. I want to hear an interview about them, their background, so I can feel like I understand where they're coming from more than just, so I can answer questions if they was asked.
If people ask you, like, why you like them, like, actually, that's what people, like, you know, like some artists where a lot of people are like, I don't really like them. I'm like, come on, you gotta like listen to what they're saying, not just the music. Go watch an interview and you'll see why they talk about what they talk about or why they act like they do. Yeah. And then like, once you can understand them, like you said, honestly, you can understand their music. And then you can be like, oh, I get it. Like, but if you just go to their music and be like, this person, either you really like or you just gonna be like, I don't even like wanna listen to that no more.
It's generally like that. I love the craft a little bit more than that.
Okay. So as far as like your inspiration with like music and stuff, because your music is like mostly like up tempo and all that, where do you get your inspiration from?
Mostly my inspiration came from growing up. I listened to a lot of dancehall music. Mm-hmm. That was like Vibes Cartel, Movado. Yep. Those was the people there, and our African music, because obviously we back home, we listened to the roots, and the Afrobeat was kicking off a lot that time. People like P Square, you might not know those people, but they like the people who really got it popping in the beginning. Right. So the music started traveling a little bit fast in Africa. And so I wasn't like a hip hop head when I was growing up. So I listened to people like Ja Rule was like 50 Cent.
Yeah.
People like
and
that.
And it's just like,
But it was, that's why I can do rap music and dancehall and Afrobeat, because I grew up listening to all of that. We just get the music from, this is what's from foreign.
That's
what everybody listening there in foreign, we take it. And our uncles go to Jamaica, some of our uncles are Jamaican, so when they go, they bring the sounds back that are popping over there, so we tend to go through their culture.
Okay.
So that's how my musical background started on that. And the drums, our music is all about hype, and I was doing street dance in Africa too.
What?
Yeah.
Can you still dance?
I mean, I can, but not. I won't try some of the stuff I used to do.
Man.
I don't know if my body is.
You're only 24.
I know, but it's like, I was like, sometimes I think about it. I even go look at the picture of our group picture before I left Africa to come here. I'm like, man, I came a long way. Those were one of the things that I was into. So I think I was curious about how they made the music and how they had that, how somebody could be rapping on a song and have an outlet behind it at the same time. I'm like, how can somebody speak and have an under voice?
This is magic.
Yeah. So I was curious on how do they make that? So I think that's also another influence that got me into making more music.
Okay, so anything you got new coming up, or I know you just said you wanted to do film and all that stuff, but like another new project, a song, anything you got?
Oh yeah, I have a lot of music that I make. I have like, I could drop a lot of music, but I'm stuck in between with genre of music where I want to go, because I think being around America here and mostly, I make rap music with people because that's what they could relate to mostly in this side of the area.
Understandable.
But I do my cultural music too, because that's what I actually enjoy making. It's like more fun that way to me. But I'm deciding on what project I want to take out first, if it's the rap project or if it's the Afrobeat, because I want to take the Afrobeat out a little bit more.
I think you should do that.
Colorful.
Do you kind of like, when you put out a project, I know you just said, like, people, you know, because we do listen to rap music, so other stuff is kind of, like you say, foreign to us.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make a EP or something, do you go by, like, because I know some, like, I don't know how music really works in the background, but is there, like, some type of, like, algorithm that you guys can look at and see, like, hey, this is how many people like this song or this type of music, and be like, hey, I'm going to go either which way?
Yeah.
Or you just have a feeling like, I know I want to do this.
Mostly I know that's what the logics of everything and the rules would project for you to follow the algorithm.
Yeah.
And mostly Spotify, when you have the Spotify for artists, it will break it down for you and see what songs are doing better and which ones people are gravitating most towards. But mostly it's hard. You can't, people can't, they cannot tell you what kind of song.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
What next? When I tell you I'm releasing a song, like you can name a specific artist and say, I'm about to drop a song. Mm-hmm. You know, a rap song is coming out, but I cannot.
You can't just say that. Yeah. Just,
you don't know.
A song is coming out. Just wait for it.
That's why I'm stuck in that, in between what genre of music I want to release.
Okay.
But I just go off the feel of music. I like to talk about my life mostly when I make music.
Yeah.
That's why before I was talking about, I pull up, I shoot, I do all of that. But that wasn't what I'm living. So I can't.
I see that happen a lot.
I couldn't perform that and come to stage and feel proud saying that and people receiving that and knowing I'm not doing that. It's like, no. Like coming on stage, like I have big chance and saying all of that. I wouldn't feel comfortable jumping and saying that, but if it's my life and what I've been through and my surroundings, I know what I'm saying, and my people that are around me, that's why mostly people will start jumping and because they understand what I'm saying. And not even some people, half of the people around here, or white people mostly, or even Americans, half of them don't understand what I'm saying when I say the culture, but the vibe that I give them and the energy is
I think honestly, you definitely get it. You give like high energy every time I've seen you perform.
Appreciate it.
It's like, oh, here, you and your boy back there. Y'all come in, y'all like, I don't care how many people are here, I don't care about nothing. Y'all give a great performance. So.
Yeah, I love energy. Energy is about, I feel like when you give energy, people will receive it. Because certain times you come to shows, like, you're not a big artist that is known.
Yeah.
You have to, you cannot just stand there and present yourself like you are this big artist that everybody is trying to gravitate to.
Yeah.
So when you just stand there, you're not presenting yourself at your best. So those people, you got to have those people see you get to that level, to the point they want to see you now, not you want to show them. At this point, I want to show them what I can do, so I have no choice but to give up.
But I think people want to see you too, because when y'all performed at the after party, people were already going to the floor. Yeah. Like, when they heard y'all coming on, everybody's like, well, I'm going over here, because they about to perform. I saw it. Yeah. Like, people were already over there. Like, y'all took up the whole floor. I mean, even one dude trying to jump in y'all's thing. I don't even know what was going on with that. But Starboy politely asked this man to, I really don't know what happened. You don't even got to speak on it. I'm just
saying. I know. Till this day, it's funny because after the shows, we go sit down and when we smoke, we just laugh about stuff that happened in there. Because when I perform, I feel like I'm in a, you put me in an empty room, and I'm just there, and I'm just doing whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
Then it kicks in my mind, hey, you're performing.
It's like a friend for people, like, oh.
It's funny, so, but I don't like to have my performance look bad in any way. Mm-hmm. I want to send people home in a very positive memory, like, hey, that kid is stupid, or that kid is great, amazing, or I don't like him because he do this and this, but you will have a good reason that you don't.
You have to have
I don't expect reason. Everybody to like what I do.
Right.
Like, especially when I had that problem when I go to, like, the hood, stuff like that. People would, I would come in a whole full pink suit from head to toe, and some people were looking like, hey, what is this fruity looking kid doing here? Yeah, but after a while, they came to notice, like, this kid is just stupid, but he's stupid in a good
but
way.
It's you though. Yeah. Like, I feel like a lot of people, especially, like, you know, us being content creators, you're an artist and all that, we do a lot of this stuff because, you know, we need to branch out in some type of way, whether it's clothes or music, video, something. I'm not saying we're not like other people, but, you know, we're kind of not. We need to branch out. We're like, we're artists. We have to do something. So sometimes we dress differently. We say different stuff. Sometimes when you're black, honestly, if you like different type of music, they're like, oh, you this and that. And I'm like, why do I have to be this and that? Like, I'm just me. So for you wearing a pink suit, wear your pink suit. It shouldn't matter. I honestly don't think. I feel like you should express yourself, but honestly, some people just, when it's not the normal for them, they all of a sudden want to call it weird or something. And
they don't know.
That's my thing. I'm like, if you got yourself out more and saw other things, it wouldn't be so weird to you. So that's my biggest thing. So you're 24.
Yep.
So these young kids coming up, whatever they're doing, rapping or whatever, what would you say to them?
I would say mostly know the business. Know what you're getting into first, because it's nice to just know. If you know you can make music, it's nice to know that. But I felt like, from my experience, what I wasted a lot of time not doing steps that I could have done to get me here faster.
Right. Okay.
If I would have had told somebody that started now, I would have told them, because even some artists, I would explain stuff to them. They were like, nah, I'm going to do it this way. But I'm like, dude, you're going to end up coming to doing the same. I did it.
Yeah.
I know it. But it's like other people told me stuff too that they told me, do this, you're going to end up doing it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to do my own way.
Right.
I learned that way too. But I would say just learn the craft, know the business. Because you could surpass a lot of people by just
doing the right steps, the right way, when you gotta do it.
Know the business and stay out of the trouble. Like, if you build your way in a way, positive way, it will last way long. People will respect you way more,
and you'll be happier with yourself, probably.
Yes, because it's nice to just blow up doing the stupid stuff too.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not gonna say I don't do a little stupid stuff, but I like to do it in a nice way, in a funny way, in a more friendly, appealing way.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be perfect. Yeah. You're going to do something.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Starboy. So is there anything else you want to say to the people, social media or anything? Yeah, look out for your music.
Yeah, man, look out for the music. It's a lot of music coming up, because actually right now I'm working on something very good for, like, with local artists here. I've been working with a few singers too.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to drop that project. I haven't had a full name for the project yet, but it will be coming soon. You can find me on anywhere on Spotify, iTunes, and all of the rest. I say iTunes, by the way. And all of the rest, Apple Music, everything. You can find me up there at Starboy Ibrahima. I know a lot of people forget the Ibrahima, by the way. It's not only Starboy, it's Starboy Ibrahima. And I know y'all can't say it a lot, but practice. By the way, it was beautiful coming here.
Thank you.
I love the surrounding. It's beautiful around here.
I know. I'll try.
It was beautiful. Till next time, see y'all again, Madness. I'm going to let you do what you do.
But all right, guys.
I ain't going to jack your finish. My bad.
Oh, you could have done it. You could have finished it all for us.
I could have done it.
Go ahead. Tell them thank you for watching Creative Antics Podcast.
Thank you for watching Creative Content. Hold on, I'm fucking up. Hold on.
Time out.
Go to the bloopers.
Bloopers. Rewind.
Antics. Creative Antics?
Yeah, Creative Antics Podcast.
By the way, Starboy, thank you for watching Creative Antics Podcast. Madness. Till the next time, see ya.
Madness.